Welcome to Metaphysical Soul Speak. I'm your host, Elena Fox Starks. Hey guys, it's me. So this is Thursday, so woohoo, throwback Thursday. I'm going to add the intro and the interview from a show I recorded back in 2013. It's been 6 years, I can't even believe it. Since I left the United States. And this is an interview with my good friend, Sandra Lynn Joseph, who I received my second and third degree Reiki from. She's a Reiki master teacher, and you're going to hear an incredible story of bravery and keeping the faith no matter what. But she does say a couple words or a couple numbers. And since I'm really into numbers and numerology, and well, you guys might be seeing these angel numbers anyway, she mentions in the interview numbers 11 and 47 and 222. And today and yesterday, I've seen 222 twice. 2222 twice. So I'm going to go ahead and read the numerology for these numbers. You could think about it while you're listening to the interview. First number, 11. 11, angel number, means stay positive. Your thoughts are materializing rapidly. So you want to ensure positive outcomes by focusing only on the good within yourself, others, and this situation. So let me go to number 47. 4 plus 7 is 11, as she does point out in the interview. 47, angel number, means the angels say that you are on the right path. Keep up the good work. And now we're going to go to 222. Let's see. I got to look it up here on my app. 222 means trust that everything is working out exactly as it's supposed to, with divine blessings for everyone involved. Let go and have faith. So those are your numbers for today. I hope you guys can tell. I feel a million times better today. I don't know what happened. Now I suddenly have energy. I was falling asleep during the last two nights trying to do this show for ever since that huge eclipse of the moon and the full moon in Virgo happened. I mean, it bombarded me with so much light. I was for 2 days, so lethargic, right? You guys could tell my show was hi guys. I was just so no energy. And now I have energy. I'm back, baby. Back better than ever. And I'm even thinner today. I was able to channel all that good, positive light from the ninth dimension. I was able to anchor it here in the fifth where we are now. I was able to do it and I feel better. I feel a lot better. I mean, what the hell was happening with me, man? But I did, as soon as I got off from recording the show yesterday, I used the Rife app, the Z-app or Zap. And you know what? I did it for cold and flu for 30 minutes. And I feel great today, like nothing happened. Like I was never even sick, never even starting to come down with nothing. So, I don't know. I mean, honestly, I'm swearing by this app now. I was just telling my kid about it today in California. I'm like, you gotta get this because, you know, he was coming down to something. I'm like, yeah, just, you'll be over it in 30 minutes. You know, why suffer? There's no reason to suffer in this world. If, you know, if there's a solution, there's a solution. Just go for it, right? Anyway, in a moment, you're going to hear my intro, my original intro. So I didn't want to confuse y'all with that, without the explanation that, yeah, it is a throwback Thursday. This is from 6 years ago. And I'll be back on the other end of the interview. So I hope you enjoy it. This week I have a very special story for you. This is my Reiki teacher, the one who gave me my second and third degree in Reiki. This is a really intense story that you're about to hear, and it has some really good, I won't say it's a happy ending, but it's a positive outcome, we'll say. For lack of a better word, we'll say this is a positive outcome. My good friend and my Reiki teacher, Sandra Lynn Joseph, is a healer. She's had a really major spiritual awakening. And since then, she's had several things happen in her life that has tested her mettle, so to speak. And a couple months ago, she was the victim of a home invasion. And I'm going to let her tell her story. But what did she think at the point at which, I can't remember now if it's 4 or 5 armed gunmen in masks, big burly men in masks, were holding automatic weapons to her head? What would you do if you're in that situation? How would you respond? They were going to kill her. And yet she's with me today on my show, Metaphysical Soul Speak, to tell you how she handled it and how she got out of the situation. She was not unharmed. She ended up in the hospital for many weeks, but she has had many blessings because of her faith in God and in the universe, and the divine intervention is what I want you to get out of this story today. It's a very special story, so we're going to hear from Sandra Lynn Joseph right now. Hello, so I am here today with my good friend Sandra Lynn Joseph. She is also my Reiki teacher. She gave me both my second and third degrees in Reiki. And she's going to tell you today about a story, something that happened to her. It's not a happy story, but a lot of happy things came out of this. It's a very deeply spiritual story about her connection to divine. So, Sandra, are you there?
Yes.
Awesome. So let's just jump right in and get to the heart of what happened to you.
Thank you, Elena. I love this story because it is a true testimony of how much the tools, the spiritual tools that were given, work, and how much there were truly is silver linings. There was actually two major impacting events, and the one started with raising to consciousness what I had always truly believed faithfully, and that started with really on the heels of some traumatic experiences with health issues and things with my children. I literally followed an example and prayed 40 days and 40 nights for some clarification of her understanding and true confirmation of what I truly believe to exist. And I literally said, I'm going to have to be hit in the head with a brick because I'm stubborn. And,
hit with a brick.
Sure. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Careful what you wish for, right?
Exactly.
So, I'm very attracted to numbers because I believe that they're so absolute. And I knew about Reiki as a practice, but hadn't really had any phenomenons happen of my own. Just had heard stories, but the number 47 kept coming to mind. I'm kind of jumping around here, I'm sorry.
That's okay. And
on January 11th of 2011, I did turn 47. Well, the 7 is 11. Kind of interesting. But on January 7th, it was literally what I've heard people describe as a near-death experience. I've heard it labeled also Kundalini awakenings. I did have a lot of experiences where I felt an adjustment in my spine, a series of events happening to where I was able to train my mind to heal myself, and went ahead and got the Reiki attunement to just kind of use some other tools. And when I did that, I had been diabetic, I had been severely overweight, I had sinus issues, sleep apnea, insomnia, fibromyalgia pain, migraines, you name it. And I was able to overcome all of those, and I knew that instinctively that everyone could do that.
Wow.
And so at first I wasn't afraid of it, but I didn't really talk about it with people. And then I became afraid of it because it was affecting memory and things like that, and I didn't really understand what was going on. And what I found out very quickly was that my body was trying to find balance. So I started doing things like yoga, tai chi, qigong, used the Reiki for balance. And over a period of time, people and situations came into my path that helped me continue on the healing path, and I realized that I just needed to make peace with getting well. And I was doing quite well. The migraines turned to tremors, and the tremors were a result of not being in a situation where I could relax. And so I learned relaxation techniques and meditation, and just gathered an aggregate of information that I provide for other people through Reiki attunements, through classes, and actual therapy, that I always say, you know, what worked for me may not work for you. This is just something, and of course, always consult with your physician. It doesn't supersede Western medicine by any stretch of the imagination. It usually is very provisional with whatever you're doing. And so I was doing very well, and then the February 26th, I'll never forget that day as long as I live.
Yeah.
I luckily was the day after you and the kids were at the house, and we did your attunement. We had been, we did your attunement. We had rose oil in the living room. You and I both did a lot of spiritual prayers and that sort of thing, and I think we created a safety in the house that night. I remember exactly what happened, but when I tell you the story, it feels like I'm watching a movie or reciting or narrating a movie, I guess would be the best way to say it.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, what happened that night, it was about 3:15 in the morning. My daughter and I and a roommate who was a very close friend and like a daughter to me had set up this household because all of us were starting over for various reasons. Had left bad relationships. I had in the foreclosure home thing that everybody went through.
Oh God.
And yeah, and so we had a two-story duplex, which is important because the layout of the house had a lot to do with the way things happened. Jamie, who was the roommate, was sleeping on the couch with her 3-year-old daughter, and they had fallen asleep watching a video. So it was about 3:15, and a group of people, we didn't know, there's speculation on who put them up to it, which is still under investigation, but they broke into our house, they kicked in the door, and we heard, my daughter and I both had bedrooms upstairs with bathroom upstairs. There was bedroom downstairs, bathroom downstairs, kitchen, dining room, living room. We heard her screaming. Both my daughter and I talked about it later, and we thought that something was wrong with the baby. And so we both went down the stairs with my dog at my heels. And what I first saw was somebody coming up the stairs, and instinctively, it hit me, if he gets upstairs with us, we're trapped. And these are things that you know, because we do know so much within us, and when it comes time to be protected, we go into that mode of fight or flight. But I can remember thinking that, and so I kicked him. You know, this is how much things in life happen that helped later. I kicked him down the stairs because, you know, I grew up around brothers.
Right.
And, you know, and he, as he came down the stairs, he grabbed my wrist and kind of jujitsu rolled me. My head hit the back of the wall. Well, that didn't make my dog really happy. So my dog bit him, and this guy went out the door. Well, as this was happening, two guys grabbed my daughter. There was two other guys beating on a roommate, and she was laying on top of her daughter, protecting her.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was crazy, and I remember seeing my daughter being pulled down the stairs, and then I can remember thinking and praying, God, please, and I remember thinking and knowing the intention was, nobody's going to die tonight, and they're going to get out of my house. They don't belong here. Their intentions are wrong. And I remember a tool I was given by one of my mentors, Gail Kimball, who you know, was interning had interned at Berkeley years ago, and she teaches at Chico State and teaches at college. But she had told me golden light was one of the things that they used at Berkeley, at the Berkeley Psychic Institute.
Nice.
And I can tell you honestly that golden light has never failed me. And so I can remember I had my hands around my head, and I just kept saying, golden light of protection, golden light of protection. And I remember the girls were praying in the same manner. And as this happens, of course things get worse before they get better. I got up and somebody punched me in the face and shattered my cheekbone. And
God.
It was pretty hard. And it affected my equilibrium. And at some point, they lined us up along the couch at gunpoint. And my daughter was still being beaten. We were at the couch. And all of a sudden, I saw that this guy had pushed my dog out the door. And without even thinking, I said, I told you to get out of my house. And I walked over and pushed the guy out the door, let my dog back in, and closed the door. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it was surreal. It was as though it was happening in slow motion. They all stopped and ran out the door. And I don't know how else to explain it, that it was clear that there was a very powerful spiritual intervention at that point. You know, you can say all day long, fight or flight, we were protecting our home, and absolutely we were. We were three women, three mothers, that we're protecting our home. And I truly believed in one thing that I've known inherently all my life, even before I raised my my spirituality to full consciousness. I can remember knowing that a mother's prayers are always answered. And so I just kept on that standpoint. And they had gone upstairs to dial 911, and I thought for some reason that my daughter was outside, and I can remember opening the door again and running outside and just screaming, somebody call 911, and screaming for my daughter, and them yelling at me saying, and at this point, that was the other thing, is I kept feeling like I was going to lose consciousness. And I use God often, or, you know, that central source often as my totem, and I've used that in anxiety attacks years ago when I used to get them, as keeping my focus central like that and keeping it with God. I feel like, because I was bound and determined I wasn't going to lose consciousness. And I couldn't see very well. I couldn't see out of either of my eyes. There was a lot of blood. And I remember the police getting there, and I remember the ambulance getting there, and I remember them telling me I was going to go to the hospital. And I told them no, I wasn't going to go to the hospital until I brushed my teeth. he said, you don't have time to brush your teeth. And I, this is how goofy I got, and I said, I'm brushing my teeth, so I went upstairs, and he goes, okay, fine, brush your teeth, so I went upstairs, brushed my teeth, and then I went and got clean clothes out of the closet, because I'm just going to go in my pajamas, and I took like 20 minutes getting ready, and to this day, Elena, I don't know how I did it, because I was not in a good state at that point.
I mean, you were literally hit in the head with a brick, right? Is that's what shattered your cheekbone?
It was his fist, but the impact absolutely felt like a brick. So,
oh my God.
My life changed dramatically from that point, because there were things that I needed to get out of the living situation. We all did. We all needed to move forward, and we were in a situation where there were too many financial constraints, there were too many logistical constraints, and this opened up and was a blessing for all of us. And the worst situation was the 3-year-old, and you know how that psychologically would impact her. And there's been things that have come into her path to help her, and the bonding between dog with us, it was incredible. It was absolutely amazing. And the other thing was too, for some reason I had done more Reiki, because I, you know, I do Reiki on my family, I do it on my pets, and I had done a tremendous amount of work on my dog for some reason 2 or 3 days before. And when I did that, I got this overwhelming feeling. I saw pink confetti, which is, pink is a color for Shamuel, which is an archangel that governs over love.
Yeah.
And felt this overwhelming comfort, this overwhelming feeling of you're protected, but not just protected, but loving protection. And honestly, I felt like that when these people were here, I was seeing purple, which is a psychic protection, and which is funny because, you know, I could have been seeing a lot of colors. I was losing consciousness. You know? So I had these. But it wasn't the colors so much that you see, and you definitely can recognize these colors, and colors are a reflection of energy. We know that. We know that energy travels along the electric spectrum. But the colors, and they were very vibrant, but it was the emotion that came along with it, that sense of comfort, that literally felt like someone wrapped their arms around. There was a surreal divine intervention, as literally it did seem like it was in slow motion when they were leaving.
You know, I love that you're at that point where, I mean, they lined you up and they were going to shoot you, and you held that intention. Nobody's going to die tonight. I'm going to protect my home, and they're leaving. And you just, yeah. It's like you reached out, something in your soul just reached out to God, and you were totally present and conscious, even though you had already been hit and this horrible thing was going on. But on a spiritual level, you were golden. Literally, you were golden.
Yeah. It, you know, that's exactly how it felt, Elena, because, and I carry that over into all of the work that you and I do because of that true belief that we all can set the intention of being well and being healthy. And granted, there's different levels of that, and sometimes we do need large groups of people, sometimes we do need each other's help. But ultimately, we can call upon that spiritual center and call and ask for help from God and from each other and from, you know, the desire of our own higher self. And I really believe that what saved our life that night saves our life every day. And that presence of living and in the moment and setting that intention, and the Reiki philosophy that you set that intention and you let go of the outcome.
Yeah, because the truth is we're never alone and we're never not loved. God is always with us every second. And if you just ask for what you want, but then you just accept whatever comes, and God will take care of you one way or the other, no matter what.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like it's almost a negotiation sometimes with God when I try to fill in the blanks. As a good friend of mine always says, don't try to fill in the grid, because, you know, and I heard Abraham Hicks one time in one of their programs state something along the lines, and I'm paraphrasing in a huge way, but don't take inventory because of what you see on the surface and it seems like things aren't working out. I mean, at the point that I got socked in the face, literally it did feel like a brick. It wasn't looking good for us.
Yeah.
But at that point, you know, in a high stress situation, sometimes it's almost easier. But the fact of the matter is, I knew for a fact that we weren't going to die. Just knew it. And I knew, because God has been so incredible to me, us, throughout our lives, and He's always provided, and sometimes, 9 times out of 10, it seems like it's always just in the nick of time, because timing has a lot to do with it.
The 11th hour, so to speak.
Right, exactly. It just felt so incredible to, know that we didn't have to worry about what was going on right then and there. We just had to know that God had our back. And sometimes, you know, when I try to fill in the grid and I try to be my control freak self, I have to negotiate with God. I have to come to Him in prayer and negotiate, whereas when I just release it and allow it to be, I set the intention, I ask, I make the request, and I just let it be, it all works out, and it works out for everybody. That's another tool that I use is the number 222, is that it's symbolic of the well-being for everybody, according to Doreen Virtue, which I've had a lot of success with using some of her tools. So, and I use an aggregate of tools. I've consulted a lot of people, and you know, some of them work, some of them don't. Some of them might work for someone else, some of them don't. And some I've worked used temporarily, some I haven't, you know, including different churches and studying theology of all sorts and finding the truth and everything, and eliminating anything that doesn't work for me, because I do believe that spiritual journey is very sacred to each individual.
I agree with you. It's so awesome that you've decided to come forth and tell your story, because I think of you as a really courageous woman, and what you went through is so hard, and that you're able to tell the story publicly, internationally on my show. I'm really grateful to have you here. You know, I love you as a friend and as my Reiki teacher, but also I just applaud your bravery and your courage, and thank you so, so much.
Thank you. I mean, actually, and thank you, Elena, because it is an honor to be able to actually, and to be honest, one of the things that I really truly believe in is processing what happens to us in an appropriate manner, of course. But I consider it an honor because the fact that we were saved in that process, the people that came into our path showed us, and the experiences that we had after that showed us that for all the bad in the world, there's still 10 times more than more good.
Yeah, and for sure.
thank you for allowing me to share that with people.
You're welcome. I think we're both channels for God's energy, and we're just here. I mean, I always say to God, I'm your instrument. Use me how you will. This is, you know, while you have me on earth, I want to be only for you and to help as many people as possible. You know?
I absolutely love that. And if I can I tell you, I used the term quote very loosely because I felt that it was a very spiritual and divine communication that I got on the heels of a lot of prayer and a lot of meditation.
Yes, go for it.
It actually came out of my mouth for the first time talking to someone who was there from the very beginning for me. But it was the quote that I heard was, "Love is the conduit for God's energy that lives within all of us and surrounds all of creation."
I love it. That's so awesome.
Yeah, when I heard that, I just thought, wow. That just sums up. And it's funny because over the years I've seen more and more translation of that, more and more where it fits in and explains a lot, I guess.
Right, for sure. Now, how do people get in touch with you if they want to come and see you in person for healing? Or how do they get in touch with you for Reiki healing over the, you know, like they contact you through Facebook maybe?
Yeah, there's a couple of ways. I actually, brick and mortar physical location is the Body Resort. I work out of that by Mike Helkilba here in Chico, California. And I do Reiki and acupressure. And it's very intuitive for me. It works very well with insomnia, pain, helping you to encourage your body to heal itself. I use a lot of essential oils as well. The other way to get in touch with me, now there is a Facebook professional page that I have, and if you look up Light Your Own Way.
Okay, Light Your Chico. Own Way. All right.
Light Your Own Way Chico. That'll bring you to my professional page. My personal page, which you can also go through, that is Sandra Lynn Joseph, and Lynn is spelled L-I-N.
Okay, and I'll put a link up on my website as well, and of course on my Facebook, because a lot of people connect to me to my show through Facebook, a lot of my family and friends from around the world. So
okay.
No matter what, we're going to get your stuff out there.
I love that. And we can really build a healthy community together worldwide. And that is such a blessing.
I agree. Thank you so much. This has been Metaphysical Soul Speak. And I will see you next week. Bye for now.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Sandra Lynn Joseph. Pretty crazy story, right? I mean, seriously, I had like left town and I didn't talk to her for a couple months. And then when I did, and that was the story she told, I was like, oh my God. But that neighborhood was crazy. Like, we had so many crazy things going on in that neighborhood. And while I lived in government housing there, kitty corner from her, I didn't know her at that time. And then like 2 years later, after I had already left the area, and I came back and I'm seen in a place called the 100th Monkey Cafe on 5 and I, 5th and Ivy. If you guys are in Chico, you know exactly where I mean. But I was just sitting there minding my own business, and I ran into her daughter first, and then I met her, and we spent the whole day with them. It was like a family reunion, a spiritual family reunion. It was amazing. And then the very next day I had my Reiki, and then I left town, and the day after I left was when all that took place. So, but to give you an idea of the neighborhood, I've done other shows where I talked about various things. Releasing tribal spirits took place kitty corner, half a block from where Sandy's attack happened. So my episode about releasing tribal spirits, that was from that area. My twin flame episode, where I was talking about healing the building and the block, well, we didn't quite heal all the way to where Sandy was, unfortunately, but, and I can't say it was a permanent fix either, and that was 2 years before this happened. So I don't know, two or three of the stories in which I talk about living in government housing, that was half a block or kitty corner from where Sandy lived. And she wasn't in government housing. She was in a complete, on a different street. But what's ironic is if I'd had a rock, I could have thrown and hit her house from where I was living for a whole year. And yet we didn't meet for two whole years. It was weird. But it is, that's how things happen sometimes, you know, if you're meant to meet someone. There was someone else who I lived within a block of him for a whole year. But then a year later, we both ended up living in the same building a couple miles away. And we were next door neighbors when we moved into the new building. And it turns out the day that he was born, I was in Minneapolis when he was born in Minneapolis. You know, and we are, from going back other lifetimes, he's one of my best friends. But it just, it's like everything is all about divine timing, isn't it? And if you have the faith and the timing is correct, everything will go smoothly for you. And that's what this story with Sandy was all about tonight. Anyway, I hope that you enjoyed the show. And I'm coming back tomorrow with a fresh new show. It's not a throwback. I don't even know. It's so fresh, I don't even know what I'm going to talk about tomorrow. But right now, I am signing off with peace and joy and the high vibes of the holy fifth dimension. Woo! Until next time. Metaphysical Soul Speak is run on sponsors and listener support. This means listeners like you. If you are so inclined to support my efforts and my little podcast, please visit me at anchor.fm/metaphysical and pledge an amount of your choosing today. Thank you.